It's time for What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
Morena, Marama, kei te pihi a koe.
Morena, Rachel, kei te pai, kei te ora tonu, kia ora.
Kia ora. Hey, it's great to have you on the show this morning. It is a big week for us here in Tāmaki Makaurau. Of course, we've got a little bit more lockdown to get through before we can safely move into level three. And I do want to start by touching on this. Obviously, this is putting a lot of strain on people across the city. Mostly everybody is happy to be here at the moment, but are we seeing enough support from the government for whānau who are struggling at this time, in your opinion?
Not in my opinion. We need to have everybody living with equity is actually the best public health response we can have. What that means is before we go into lockdowns, we should have had a country where people have enough income to live with any sort of dignity and, you know, at the very least, to be able to buy enough kai for themselves and their households. That wasn't the situation, and the Greens have been calling for income increases for those on the lowest incomes, whether that's increasing our pay to a living wage, whether that's increasing the benefit rates. You know, that's something that should be understood as a health response. I'm really pleased to see what the government has been doing in terms of support out to our community organisations, whānau order, more support for food and care packs. I mean, that's really important, but we know that the most enduring public health response is an equity response where everyone has warm, healthy households and homes and enough income, and that's why the Greens will continue to push, especially during lockdown, for that extra support. Things like the work that Ricardo Menendez March, my colleague, has been doing to increase benefits, to remove the barriers for people needing to get that extra income support as well.
Now, this is something that, as you say, during a lockdown, it kind of comes into focus, but it's a problem year round. How do you and the Green Party propose to keep the focus on that when we move out of this more acute space?
Yeah, I'm really proud that we've continued to keep a focus on it, over several general elections, over the entire sort of existence. It's a key priority for us, particularly housing and low incomes have remained an absolute key priority for us. You would have seen it was only the Green Party in the first sitting week during lockdown when Parliament returned who were asking those questions in the House. We knew it was only going to be the Green Party who would focus on people who are being impacted on the most. We knew that, you know, ACT and National, we're not going to be asking those questions for those people in communities.
For people,
so I'm really proud.
For people stuck in those difficult situations at the moment, though, it must feel like slow moving. What tangible actions can those folks expect to see at any time in the future or the immediate moment?
Yeah, I mean, again, I am really relieved, I suppose would be the word, where the government has committed to some tangible action like the further $10 million helping people access ongoing food and other essential items, the help to Pacifica organisations, health providers, social service providers, the help to whānau ora, Māori service providers. Those are tangible actions that we have seen through lockdown, but we know that it takes desperation, you know, to see those sorts of changes happen. And I think those questions about what more can people tangibly expect also need to be across the board from other politicians who haven't made this a priority in every single political party. With the Greens, at least, you know, we're very clear that this is a priority for us. This remains a priority and we will continue pushing. What people can do is really hassle every single politician in the House to keep the pressure on and to maintain this as a priority for all politicians.
Now, Chloe Swarbrick has been leading the charge on trying to get some more support for students during this lockdown period. And we saw that last year students did fall between the cracks of some of the support systems available. This is something that beyond lockdowns comes up as a problem again and again. How are we going to rectify the position that students are currently in? Very vulnerable employment oftentimes, and also, you know, meant to be working full-time in their studies as well. How do we sort of fix that going forward? Because this is a systemic problem for students at this point.
Yeah, it's been a systemic problem for far too long. And again, I'm really, really proud that we are the only political party keeping this at the forefront of our priorities, putting our energy, resource, our advocacy and our pressure into calling for that systemic change. It just makes it worse when we go into lockdown. And as I said before, it's so important. We support, the Greens really support the elimination strategy. We support putting the health and wellbeing of people first. And so what that is going to require is making those long, enduring systemic changes, the way that students have been exploited by their tertiary institutions across the country, especially during lockdown, is completely unacceptable. I, again, wish other politicians would join the ranks of the Green Party and Chloe Swarbrick's leadership in pushing on this issue, really forcing that change.
What kind of changes specifically would you like to see at the moment? What sort of supports are students saying that they need right now?
I mean, the support that Chloe Swarbrick has been continually pushing for, including in the accommodation situation, whatever is being sort of supported through student accommodations, payments, but also through income, transport. And I'm actually thinking, like here in Auckland, which is different again, what is going to happen for the ongoing learning, the assessments, examinations, etc. It's not university, but my son is NCEA student this year. And I'm really wondering, I know that the courses have all moved online. What does that mean also for the supports and the education and learning supports that students are going to need? What is it going to mean for their, I guess, assessments? Gosh, it's been far too long since I was at university. And so that's also what I think we need to be looking for alongside the day-to-day needs of people as well.
Well, let's talk a little bit about another big thing that's happened here in Tamaki, and that is, of course, the terror event in the Lynn Mall a few weeks ago now, and that has seen some speedy action on terrorism law reforms in Aotearoa. That's something that the Green Party and the ACT Party have both had some reservations about, the speed with which that's been pushed through. Why does the Green Party have concerns about that speed?
Yeah, we actually outright propose the reforms to our terrorism laws that are being put up by the government, because the current proposals actually fail to protect and abide by fundamental human rights protections as well as the rule of law. And that's a dangerous approach for any country to take. It's an important piece of legislation and we need to take the time to get it right. The adequate consultation has not taken place, especially over this newly introduced proposal, and that's deeply concerning. So that's one of the reasons why we are concerned about it, given the pace at which this legislation is now progressing and the implications in particular for Te Tiriti o Waitangi. So if we have a look at let's just take one particular part of the legislation, which is about, I think it's called, planning, planning for attack. Now, I recall and acknowledge what happened in the case of Tūhui and the way that terrorism laws were exploited and misused, that whole entire communities, people's houses up and down the country were raided. Tēnā tūiono, was raided, was targeted. This is an absolute overreach. So we can see how legislation can start to venture into some real dangerous territory. And one of the, that risks the capture of direct action, activism and protest that this country is a proud tradition of. And I think the big thing, that potential change in legislation is not guaranteed to provide the safety and protection that Te Whomaitinga does. And there has been resounding agreement, even from the Prime Minister herself, who has said clearly, even this change in law would not have necessarily guaranteed this terrorist attack that happened. And, you know, so why are we rushing through quite a big reach into people's freedoms, given the context of systemic profiling and systemic racism in our justice system, and also given the fact that at the end of all of that, it may not even provide the safety that people want.
So what actions would the Green Party like to see taken, a pause on the rollout of this new legislation, or what specifically would you like to see at this current juncture?
Well, any counter-terrorism legislation has to include adequate human rights protection. So we're not wanting to support this current proposal, and we would absolutely like to see a heck of a lot more thought put into those human rights protections if we are going to look at any legislation change. And, you know, that, again, for example, that new planning or preparation offence. I don't know if anyone knows that movie. Was it Minority Report, you know, where you prosecute people just for having a thought, you know, and it's difficult to find in practice. So we would like to see the regulations and the definitions able to uphold human rights. Again, the warrantless search and seizure powers in this proposal make the risks for human rights abuses even more significant. And so these are the things that we would like to see changed before we would approve of any legislation and changes to the proposals that are currently being put up.
And now, just briefly moving overseas before we let you go, Marama, the Green Party has also been calling for more action from the New Zealand government on the current situation in Afghanistan. What specifically would you like to see happen right now?
We believe that we should support as many people in Afghanistan as possible, and in whatever capacity feasible. And it's important that we welcome people who want to make Aotearoa their home and support raising our refugee quota. That's a position that the Greens have long held, because the global refugee crisis continues and the developments in Afghanistan have only made this worse. So as a responsible member of the international community, we should help more refugees find a home here. And far too many new migrants needing decent housing, good jobs aren't available. So we need to build more support and strengthening as we welcome people into the country. And also, you know, there's an important role for tangata whenua in how we settle and manaaki refugees. And so that's something I think that we need to finally really take on board is, you know, as a tiriti partnership, having a leading role for tangata whenua to ensure that that transition and settlement and support work is done properly as well.
Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Marama Davidson. It's always great to have you on the show. I hope you are taking care in your bubble and that everybody is well and as happy as can be at the moment. And we'll talk to you again in about a month's time, where hopefully we'll be sitting at a more comfortable alert level.
Kia pai tora, Rachel. Thank you very much for having me.
Kia pai tora. Ka kite.
That was What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
Thank